Arts and Culture. Contemporary Australian culture is a vivid tapestry that weaves together threads from every corner of the earth. Australian culture covers the dragons and fireworks of Chinese New Year celebrations, the carnival atmosphere of an Italian street fiesta, the gongs and flowers of a Laotian Buddhist festival. These multicultural celebrations are as much a part of contemporary Australia as Christmas and cricket. The Australians are a nation of festival goers. They like to kick up their heels at a country folk festival or an outback rodeo. This diversity ensures that Australia gets the very best that the world has to offer in the performing arts. Open any city paper and you'll find performances by chamber orchestras, opera, avant-garde plays, Shakespearean classics, world music, rock concerts, the big hits from Broadway. You can also enjoy dance, Aboriginal culture, comedy, cabaret, art shows, plus touring exhibitions from the distinguished galleries of Europe and North America. Australian literature is one of the vital branches of contemporary English language writing, and Australian authors have won many awards. The Australians are among the leading book and magazine buyers in the world. Australian films are making a big international success. Australia's leading directors and actors are in demand since the great success of Crocodile Dundee. Other films have followed and regularly win awards at international film festivals. The Australian government manages a wide range of programs which aim to increase access in all communities to the country's cultural activities. Sydney Opera House, an architectural masterpiece and foremost tourist attraction, is the Sydney Opera House. The Opera House is one of the busiest performing arts centres in the world, where all forms of arts are represented. Around 3,000 events and performances are staged each year in four venues, attracting audiences of approximately 2 million. Transport. Although Australia is a vast country, it is easily explorable by plane, rail and coach. The need to overcome long distances contributed to the development of transport. About 810,000 kilometres, 503,010 miles of roads and 40,000 kilometres, 24,840 miles of rail networks span the continent. The first passenger flight in Australia took place on November 2, 1922, by Qantas, the first airline to be registered in the country. Qantas is now a specialist long-haul operator, recognised by the flying kangaroo on its red tail. Other airlines have formed in subsequent years. Today, Qantas, Ansett Australia, and smaller but significant regional airlines maintain an unsurpassed reputation for safety, comfort and service. Domestic services carry more than 18 million passengers a year. Trains operate in all states except Tasmania, and there are interstate lines offering exciting journeys into the outback or along the east coast. There are also commuter services in most capital cities. On the Indian Pacific, a transcontinental railway journey that bridges the distance between Sydney and Perth, you can experience the famous Long Strait. It is 478.4 kilometres, 297 miles of unbending track between Aldea and Nurina on the Nullarbor Plain. This is the world's longest straight stretch of railway. National Rail, jointly owned by the federal government and the governments of New South Wales and Victoria, provides a wide nation service. Australia has about 70 ports of commercial significance, and it trades with about 200 countries around the world. It exports almost 320 million tons of freight by sea annually. Communications and media. The Australians are news hungry, and newspaper readership ranks among the highest in the world in proportion to population. There are more than 12,000 magazine titles and several national, metropolitan and regional daily newspapers. The oldest daily newspaper in the Southern Hemisphere is the Sydney Morning Herald, founded in 1831. Together with the venerable Melbourne newspaper, The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald is sold widely across the country. The national daily is The Australian. The first radio in Australia started operating in 1912, while the first television station, TCN Channel 9, opened in 1956 in Sydney. The ABC, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, funded by the federal government, provides free radio and television services. The Special Broadcasting Service, SBS, delivers national multicultural and multilingual television and radio services nationwide. There are 41 commercial television stations and 3 satellite stations across the country. The pay television service, Galaxy Pay Television, was launched in 1995. There are 4 ABC radio networks, 108 commercial stations on the AM band, 51 commercial FM stations, and 100 community radio stations. There are also 7 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander licensed broadcasters in Australia. Education. The first school in Australia was set up in Sydney by a convict named Isabella Rosson in 1789. The oldest university, the University of Sydney, was established in 1850. The first system of compulsory education was introduced in Victoria in 1872, and other states soon followed. Education remains the responsibility of state governments, and it is compulsory for children to attend school between the ages of 5 and 15. Around 72% of school children attend free, government-funded schools, mostly co-educational. Australia also has private fee-paying schools, many of them run by religious bodies. Even children in the Australian outback, far from any school, are not exempt from education. They receive radio lessons through the School of the Air and do their homework by correspondence. Secondary schooling begins at the age of 12, and students have the choice of leaving school at 15 or continuing on to 17 or 18. They mostly continue with the intention to qualify for entry into university or a college of further education. Australian universities offer internationally recognised degrees and other undergraduate and postgraduate awards in a range of subject areas. Most students contribute to the cost of their education either by paying in advance or applying for a government loan that must be repaid when they enter the workforce. Assistance schemes provide financial assistance to financially disadvantaged students. A range of awards and exchanges are available to international students, teachers and university staff to study in Australia. As an alternative to higher education, technical colleges offer nationally recognised vocational education and training to provide skills required by the workforce.